This is a Triple J podcast.
On this episode of Simply the Jest, we quit. Actually, we're quitting in August. So to celebrate, we're getting your very best quit stories. You'll hear about sneaky holidays, food fights, and reality TV.
Completely exploded.
What?
Like the serial killer?
Yeah, the serial killer, yeah.
No!
Did you say you died?
Are you back from the dead?
What?
Are you a ghost?
I am back from the dead.
At what point did you realise you were swimming in the pool of one of the most famous musicians of all time?
Like, too late.
Is this a Ratatouille situation?
What?
Wow. Oh, here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Simply the Jest. Australia's best stories.
Hello there and welcome to Simply the Jest, a special edition. My name's Lewis Hobber.
My name's Michael Hing.
And I'm your little skipper, Jess Perkins.
Toot toot! How are you, Perko?
I'm great. I'm on my little ship, metaphorically,
ooh,
of course. And I'm ready to set sail into the sea of great stories.
Well,
so
yeah,
beautifully said.
I guess setting sail is kind of relevant, Perko, because in many ways, Hobber and I guess this podcast, are sailing off into the sunset. Mm. Metaphorically, of course. I don't like to go on open water.
Every time he gets onto a boat, he has a water taxi on standby.
Got to go on speed dial. Jeff, me again. Hello. Anyway, they've put me on a boat to sail off into the sunset as a metaphor, but they did it in real life, and now I need an emergency pickup. A couple of things we want to mention before we crack into today's episode, which is about quitting.
Yes.
Now, the reason we wanted to hear your quitting stories today is because, Hobber, you and I have a little announcement that this is that you and I are leaving Triple J.
We are. We're leaving Triple J in about 1 month's time, which means, tragically, this podcast will be Simply the Jest no more.
Well, I mean, Perky, you can try keeping it going if you want without us. You're welcome to. You own the IP, I think.
Yeah. You could try to replace us like they do in, like sitcoms when one of the actors has bad happen to them.
You're welcome to it.
Yeah. Who would you replace?
I could just play all the characters.
Are you going to Eddie Murphy it?
Oh, yeah, great.
I'm going to Eddie Murphy
Simply the Jest with the clumps.
Simply the clumps. yes, no, sorry. There's a video on our Instagram, at NotHobberAnyOfficial, if you want any more specific details. Actually, there's no details in that video.
No, the details are we're leaving.
But we should say that two things. Number one, Hobber and I are going to go out on tour to say hello and goodbye. A farewell tour to everyone who is a fan of the Hobber and Hing suite of media. We're going to be going to Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Bendigo, Canberra,
Newcastle,
and maybe a few other places as well if we sell enough tickets to make enough money to get to the other side of the country. And look, we're going to say, go shake some hands, go give out some hams.
Yeah.
Kiss some babies. Are you politicians?
I will not be kissing any babies.
Maybe this could be the way we launch our campaign.
Oh, sure. Hobber and Hing co-presidency. but also, Jess, I haven't really got the details on this. There might be some of those that you can come along to, maybe, if you're free.
Okay. I'll check my very busy schedule.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's a lot. Oh, very busy. Mm-hmm. Lots on.
Yep.
No, I can come.
Yeah. we might try and get people like Jess Perkins and others along, which would be really fun. So if you want any details on that, you can go to the link in our bio of our Instagram, at NotHobberAnyOfficial, and you can get tickets to that. And
also, we do have another podcast. So if you're like, how will I ever hear your singular voice,
your nasal, I was going to say dulcet, but really nasals, your nasal annoying tones ever again,
then you can go and listen to our new podcast. It's called Hobber and Hing's Silver Bullet.
Yep.
But I know what you're thinking, but that doesn't have Jess.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, shut up, idiot.
Wrong.
Because Jess Perkins is a guest at some point on that show. You f***ing idiots.
Wow.
If you ever thought, hey, Simply the Jest is pretty good, I just wish Jess was only on one episode. Then Silver Bullet is the podcast for you.
Yeah. Of course, you can listen to Jess's podcast, Do Go On.
Yep, which is more successful than any podcast we've ever done.
Yeah.
Funny because it's true.
She's never invited me to be on it, which could be the secret to her success.
Oh, damn, I've
done
it.
One time you said, I was going to listen to your podcast, and then it went too long, so I didn't. So, you know.
Yeah, you haven't earned it.
They are like 3 hours.
You know, actually, Jess, that podcast, Do Go On, is kind of like Channel 10's The Project, because it's the kind of thing that, you know, a lot of Lewis's friends, a lot of Lewis's companions have done, but he's never been invited on.
It's interesting, isn't it?
No. Anyway,
it's interesting. If only I had any kind of power in that, but unfortunately, I do, and I'm choosing not to help you out.
Anyway, that's enough admin for now. Let's get into today's episode. We want to hear your quitting stories. We're talking about quitting work, quitting university, quitting smoking or whatever. I don't know. Whatever kind of quitting you've done. Perko, are you much of a quitter in life? I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I quit the second I'm not good at something.
Interesting.
I don't like not immediately being good at something, so I will give up quite quickly. But that's just a little insight into my psyche. Could I tell you about one of my favourite quitting stories, though?
I would. Well, hang on. First of all, can I ask, when you said, you just said I quit if I'm not immediately good at something, can you tell something you've been immediately good at and therefore haven't quit? Just so we can get a
stand
gamut.
Up.
Stand up comedy? Very good. Actually, you did kind of quit stand up for a while there. You took a break for a bit.
Hiatus.
Yeah, but I had a real fluke start to a stand up career. Okay. You know, like I had immediate success. I say that in quotation marks.
It's very rare.
You did like 3 gigs and were at the Raw National Final or something, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So I was like, oh, I'm great at this. I'll keep going.
Okay, so what kinds of things have you quit because you've never been good at them?
Several instruments.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's mostly, a lot of, like, art projects, any kind of new skill. Like, drawing, art, anything like that. If I'm not good at it, gone. I quit piano lessons. Or I would, like, crack the shits in my piano practice because I couldn't play a song perfectly the first time. Again, I don't feel great about sharing this little insight into my brain.
No, I can relate to some of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think that's all very natural, Perko. But what was your quitting story? Sorry, I interrupted you.
No. I was working at one of the many awful call centres I worked at, and I was like a supervisor, and we had like 3 new people start, and they'd only worked there a couple of days, and one day this guy, his name was David, he just got up from his desk one day and walked out and never came back. Wasn't even lunchtime. He just like got up and left as if he was going to the bathroom or something.
That's the
just
dream.
Just never came back.
That is absolutely the dream.
I agree. I respected the hell out of that. But my favorite part of this story is that just in the conversation, because, you know, he's gone for a while and we're like, he's not coming back. Somebody goes, oh, we've got a real Craig David over here, which is funny. I'm walking away.
Oh! And his name was David.
Funny stuff,
hot
right?
Damn.
That's not bad.
Sorry, you had to really step me through that, Perko. But that was great.
That's the thing. Most of us got it and we laughed. And then I turned around and I saw one of my colleagues who'd laughed the hardest, to be fair. And I looked at his screen and he was Googling Craig David. Because he did not get it.
Do you reckon that this guy, because I think sometimes particularly when you start doing work jobs, there's a lot that people just don't tell you. Like, I was admitting to Hing the other day that I didn't know you had to, like, submit your own tax when I first started working.
What do you mean?
So for, like, 3 years, I just didn't submit tax. I was like, they're taking tax out, so they'll figure it out and get back to me.
Oh, so you just never did a tax return?
I didn't do a tax return for years. And so I eventually had to, once I found out, they're like, no, you, that's for you to organize. I was like, oh. And then I went and sorted it and did quite a few years of backdating. But I wonder whether, like, sometimes you just forget to tell people, like, hey, this is your first job. If you're going to quit, you have to go and tell someone. Usually you have a notice period, yada, yada, yada. Like, maybe this guy's like, I don't know, I no longer like this. I'll leave and they'll figure it out.
Well, here's a little bit of a twist for you, is that guy, David, is also a good friend of my now partner, Aiden.
Whoa!
What? Because Aiden worked at the same...
Oh, of course, that's how you met.
That's how we met.
Because you stalked him at work.
That's right, in a very cute, not creepy way.
Yes, yes. We've discussed this on the podcast before. It was definitely cute and not creepy, and shut up anyone who thinks otherwise.
So Aiden kind of worked at, like, the same sort of umbrella company, and I think he'd, like, referred his friend Dave to get this job.
Right.
So I still know this guy, but didn't, you know, put the two together for ages and ages. I still know him, and he'd had many jobs before. He's just a bit of a kook.
Yeah, right.
That's good stuff.
I'm always interested to know, like, what put someone over the edge that made them quit. Because obviously when you quit a job, you know, maybe it's just like the time to go, or maybe it's like, hey, I've got a new opportunity, or maybe it's just like one little thing. has finally pushed you over the edge. For example, I worked at a bar when I was at uni. I think I've talked about it before. I worked at the University of Sydney Student Bar, Manning Bar, Herman's Bar, that kind of situation, the student union there. Great job. Loved it. One of my favourite places I've ever worked. And if anyone who's ever worked in hospitality, you're just staffies after work, yep. right? You're allowed to have one drink after work was what the rule was. Okay, so you finish your shift, you realize you pour yourself a beer. Now, over time, because we're all students and, you know, it was sort of irresponsible people looking after and managing irresponsible people, that one drink became, you get to get, well, one drink is a jug. You get to have a jug.
Sure.
You know?
One receptacle.
Exactly. And then it sort of became, well, we'll just have a bucket. And then the one drink got bigger and bigger.
Eventually, let's just fill up this entire room, seal the doors, and we'll drink our way out.
Well, what got us in trouble, because it was meant to be one beer, right? And then we got, the beer became one jug. And then it was sort of a one jug of not just beer, but anything. So you could have a jug of wine, a jug of, you know, spirits or whatever, a jug of cocktail, whatever, you know.
Okay.
And eventually there became a bit of an issue with the bar because, the stock taker, you do it, and then suddenly all this booze is missing. Mm. And they sort of checked the CCTV and saw us filling up jugs of wine and, you know, having a little sip and whatnot. And so they sent around this email being like, hey, guys, this is pretty irresponsible. Mm-mm. You know, you're drinking a lot. It's not actually in the thing. Technically, this is stealing. You can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And boy, howdy. The student union, the people who worked at the student union there, they know how to strike. You know what I mean? And so we just started sending around like the most angry emails being like, how dare you? We were promised staffies. There was no, in our contract, a drink is not defined as a single standard drink. is not a bucket of wine, technically a drink, sir. And just being the most, like, frankly, annoying people.
Yeah, that sounds like such a university student bit of legal nonsense.
100%. Look, in retrospect, we were definitely in the wrong. But at the time, we were fighting for our rights, Lewis.
Sure.
Our rights. You know, we were basically...
Your right to party.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, I went to Japan on a holiday that summer. When I came back, didn't have a job anymore.
Yeah. I think that's fair enough. Yeah. I think that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into some quitting stories from you, Super the Jest listeners. Coming up, you're going to hear about a girls' trip and a very awkward farewell party. Talia in Geelong. G'day, Talia. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Really well, thank you. What's your quit story?
So at my old job, I used to work with three of my close friends, and there was three of us at the start and then one joined shortly after. So we all planned to go on a girls' trip together. And so we all booked in our leave. Four of us booked it. One of them didn't actually get approved. So she went to our boss and said, oh, you know, can I get my leave approved? And she goes, nah, sorry, can't. So she ended up quitting so she'd come on the girls' trip.
Oh, she quit just to party.
Hell yeah.
Love that.
She quit, quit just to party.
And what was the energy like on the girls' trip? Good?
Yeah, it was great. It was an awesome week in Apollo Bay. Definitely 100% worth it. We don't work there anymore. None of us are there anymore. But yeah, it was very funny. We still laugh about it now.
What was the boss's reaction?
She wasn't pleased. it was definitely a purposeful, sorry, you can't go. She wasn't really about the whole fact that we were really close. So I think it was a bit of a revenge, I think. I don't know. It was, but yeah, she wasn't very happy.
Wow. Backfired. Jackson in Perth, what's your quitting story?
I, after quitting, had my last day on the Friday, and it was standard that we would have a barbecue for anyone that was leaving on a Friday afternoon, so knock off early and have lunch on the Friday. I chucked a ciggy on the Friday because my boss was an asshole and told everyone else that I wasn't coming in, so we all went to the pub instead and left him at work having a barbecue on his own.
Savage. That's so savage.
That is savage.
Wow.
Did he post any photos of it? Or
No, but he did definitely found out the following week.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because but everybody knocked off early, right? So they didn't have to go back later that day. Yeah, right. No.
Brutal. That's
oh my
brutal.
God, that is. Sarah in Perth, what's your quit story?
I had to quit after an epic food fight.
Ooh. What happened? First of all, what were you doing? And secondly, what happened?
Worked for a fast food burger place at the time. Turn up for a closed shift, which is like after the restaurant shuts, you've got to, you know, dismantle and clean up. Don't remember how it started, but we basically entered a 4 to 6 people food fight that lasted about 30 minutes.
Oh my God.
And it was sort of a anything go situation, you know, sauces, pineapples, tomatoes. It was all on.
Pineapples? Like sliced pineapples or like full pineapples?
All the food at a burger food, you know, joint. It was just whatever was available. Grab it and throw it at someone.
A full pineapple is a weapon of war. Yeah. It's got spikes.
Sliced pineapple. It's We're got talking heft? Burger food.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we thought we cleaned it all really well, but the morning crew came in and went, what happened? Watched the recording.
CCTV!
Yeah, and I happened to be dating another manager, so got a call and went, you better quit or you're going to get sacked. So that's how I ended my fast food career.
I think you got out on a high. Danny, what is your quitting story?
Hey guys, so hearing the topic of today gave me the push to go to my boss and tell him I'm quitting to move to the Blue Mountains.
Oh, damn. So you just quit?
Well, I just told him that I am quitting.
Great work.
And that
congratulations.
Yeah.
Everyone's sharing doing anniversary. It. Yeah, it's a cool thing to do. Don't think about
yeah,
quitting.
It's crazy.
Just do it now. Just quit.
I literally heard you guys mention the topic today. I was like, that's it. I've got to do it. I've got to do it today.
So we were your sign.
Yeah, pretty much.
What can you tell us vaguely what the job was that you were doing?
Yeah, I'm a timber joiner.
Sounds much more skillful and technical than anything we do.
You can join some lovely timber in the Blue Mountains. Yeah. That's my instinct.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on quitting, Danny. Thank you so much for the call.
Lane in Wagga, what's your quitting story?
Hey, guys. Okay, so I was working for a company that had me under a contractual agreement that said if I moved companies to a competitor, they would take away some of my leave pay entitlement.
Hot damn.
So I decided that rather than tell them the truth, I would just tell them that I got picked for Farmer Wants a Wife because I was recently single.
Sorry,
and I was moving regionally.
Wait, what?
Wait, what? Yes!
It totally worked. Because I, you know, had my 3 weeks that I had to stay there and we had an end of, like, when I left, they chucked me a morning tea and printed out all this Farmer Wants a Wife stuff, said, can't wait to see you on the show. And then I had to fess up and say, I'm just moving to Wagga.
And so you fessed up at that party?
Yeah, at the goodbye morning tea thing.
But had they already paid you everything?
Yeah, of course. Like, that was my last day. So that was all settled. I could tell them the truth.
Oh, and they were like, that is so good.
That's amazing.
It's diabolical and so funny. Yeah, no, not a competing company, not at all. I'm going on reality TV, so.
Farmer wants a wife.
That's incredible. Just lying. I didn't know you could do that. I didn't, because obviously no one knows who's going to be on Farmer Wants a Wife.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a great excuse to get out of anything.
We should have said that when we quit Triple J, which we were so sorry.
Yeah.
Michael and I are going on Farmer Wants a Wife.
Yep.
These bloody country kids looking for love out there in the hills or orchards or dairy farms of your choosing.
The story actually gave me a bit of Jess Perkins, to be honest,
because you
hate confrontation and... Yep. I could imagine you telling an elaborate lie to get out of having to do work, to get out of a job you didn't want to do, frankly.
Yeah, but I would probably have just said that I was going to another industry. I don't know that I would think to go to the extreme of I'm going on Farmer Wants a Wife and then keeping up that lie the entire time. I think that's so funny.
Yeah.
And then right at the end to just be like, nah.
I was just lying so you wouldn't take away my money. Thanks, guys.
But you've paid me, so sucked in.
It's really good.
It is really good.
I enjoyed it very much.
Well, let's get into some more quitting stories now. Coming up, you're going to hear about someone who quit the same job 3 times. Jaden in Karratha, what is your quit story?
All right, my story is about a typewriter and quitting a job.
All right.
Oh.
When I was but a wee apprentice, just moved out of home, my girlfriend, you know how it is, renting, pretty povo, So I come to quit my job, realised, hang on, type my resignation up, don't have a printer. What I did have was a fully functioning 40-year-old typewriter. So you bet that I typed that sucker up, sent it off, put it in a nice little envelope, took it into work next day, handed it in, they had a bit of a laugh, and they said, oh, we'll see you next week. All right, no worries. My 2 weeks goes by, then I stopped turning up. I guess they stopped laughing after that, and I guess the letter must have worked.
So they thought that you were joking because you'd written it on a typewriter, but you weren't.
Yeah, they thought I was having a lend, but hey, signed it, it's all legit, and yeah, huh. I'm today on the next job.
That's really funny.
I think I'd frame a resignation letter that somebody had typed on a typewriter.
Scott from Tweed Heads. G'day, what is your quit story?
So a couple of years ago, my partner was working for an agency where she was like going around to community places and doing some nursing type work. And she hadn't had any shifts for a really long time for a bunch of reasons, but she still kept getting all the emails, like all the scheduling updates and like kind of changes to HR and all, just like heaps of random stuff, probably a couple of emails a day. And it was just really, really frustrating, but there were so many people to contact. We didn't know who to send in a resignation to. So she went online to their website and found the like questions thing where you can send them a little email.
A contact us form.
Yeah, one of those. That's it. And basically resigned through a contact us form. And she didn't get any more emails.
That's really good.
Yeah, that rules.
I love that so much.
Was the resignation accepted?
Well, I mean, it must have been because the email stopped, so.
Yeah,
great. But we didn't get any formal, like, you have resigned.
Jesse in the Shire, what's your quit story?
Hey, fam, happy hump day.
Oh. Hey, fam, happy hump day. Okay, sure, we're doing that.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, what's your quit story, Jesse?
I quit my job a couple of weeks ago. I'd been there for like 3 years. I was really good friends with everyone. We had a lunch every week, but I'd had enough, put in my notice. And then after I did that, I gave my best friend, the office manager, like my work bestie, I bought her a big bunch of flowers and then left her a card that said, sorry for your loss.
Oh, yeah, a good one.
Oh, good
condolences.
Condolences.
Yeah. Sorry about that, guys.
You're losing me.
And what was her reaction?
She totally ghosted me. Didn't even react. It's like a running joke, like with everyone else I'm still friends with there, or that I have all left. But yeah, she didn't even react to it. I really wanted to get a laugh out of her.
Are you still, you know, on good terms, or no? You just haven't spoken
since. Oh, not with her. No, she ghosted me the other day. Even I still work in the area, and she saw me and quickly ran away.
Huh? Maybe she thinks that you are dead and that you're a ghost. Tom in Hobart, what's your quit story?
There was one time where I quit the same job 3 times in 3 years to go to the Falls Festival each time.
and then you'd have to sheepishly come back after the new year and then ask for the job back, or what?
Kind of, yeah. Well, but not really that sheepishly. Like, right. Sort of came back in a bit of a position of power. Like, my employer was pretty crap, and they used to lose a lot of people, and so they'd always be like, trying to find people, and then I'd just sort of come back in February each year, and they'd basically be like, you know, we do have space on the roster right
all
now.
Right,
like,
get back in here, Tom. So what was your
at
job,
one
Tom?
Point, didn't they just go, mate, take a couple
just
of weeks
take,
off
take
and we'll see you when you get back?
Yeah, well, so it was just at a grocery store. I was a student at the time, and it, like, the Christmas New Year period was like their busiest period, and they had
heaps of course.
They had like loads of young people working there who all wanted to go to Falls, and so they had this like sort of ballot system where like not everyone got to have leave. And after I kind of missed out a couple of times, I was like, you know, screw this, I'm just going to quit.
Yeah.
And then I realized when I sort of got my job back the first time, like I could be onto something. So
wait,
I kind of did
second.
It two more times.
I also love that you're like, I had to quit to go to Falls, and then you came back in February. I'm like, mate, Falls is on the 1st and 2nd of January. Where were you for the next 28 days?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a big one. You've got to recover, don't you?
Yeah. That's so funny. That's great. Thanks so much, Tom.
Very good stuff there from Tom. Shows commitment to the cause, really, you know?
Yeah.
It's important.
Good priorities.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Have you guys ever gone to those great lengths to get to a festival?
No, I mean, one of the benefits of working at Triple J is that you work at the festival.
That's true.
So
that's true.
If the more likely scenario is like, you've got to go to Falls, and I'm like, but I want to go and hang out with my friends at the grocery store. They're like,
I'm quitting to go to the grocery store.
I want to go toss melons around with my mates. And they're like, no, you've got to go have fun at this festival. I'm like, You're not the boss of me.
He's tossing melons.
I want to go toss some melons with my mates. You know how much I love to toss melons with my mates. I said when I took this job that I would, of course, go to the festivals if I had to, but not at the cost of melon tossing with my mates.
Berko, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What do you think melon tossing is? Do you think that it's literally tossing of melons, or do you think Lewis has lost his mind and it's some sort of euphemism for something?
Michael, I don't know what you're talking about. The man is clearly talking about tossing melons around.
Honestly, thank you, Jess. Yeah. I feel like I was pretty clear about that.
Yeah.
I don't know what Michael possibly was thinking of.
Fair enough.
I don't know. I don't think you should be allowed in fruit stores. That's my opinion going forward.
Well, look, there is no bonus caller today. I'll be honest, they didn't pick up when we called them.
Mm.
The dog. Cookie, if you ever hear this, you could have been a star.
Name and shame. And that means that without being able to pay tribute to the late, great, still alive Pat Boone, we move straight ahead to the late, great, still alive Jess Perkins.
Ooh,
and we get her to do her job as the titular Jess and make a decision on who is the best story upon quitting this week.
Look, we heard some great stories. I want to shout out a couple of them because we did have somebody who quit via a contact us page on a website, and that is so funny to me.
100%.
So good. I loved Tom quitting the same job three times to go to Falls, and I hope it was the same boss the whole time as well.
Yep.
Because every as Falls approached every year, they're like, oh no, maybe not this year.
He's killing us. He's killing us.
Checking the lineup.
At least he's consistent, you know?
Yeah.
But I think I have to give it to pretending you're going on Farmer Wants a Wife so that you can quit and get all the pay that you're entitled to. It is so funny and such a leap to make. Because, again, you could just say you go to a different industry or you're having a little break between jobs. I don't have anything lined up. No. But, straight to Farmer Wants a Wife. I love that. And that is why Lane is simply the Jest for this week.
Congratulations to Lane. You win a big red sticker that says I was the best on Simply the Jest. Thank you to everyone who has texted in and called in with their stories. And thank you to Jess Perkins for being here and choosing the best story as well. Perk, we've only got, I think, three or four of these episodes left.
And a lot of, listeners and Triple J listeners have been getting in touch and saying they're so sad to see you go. And, and quite honestly, good riddance. Get out of here.
Get out of here, dogs. I guess what we should do, though, is say if you have a great story that you've always wanted to tell on Simple Digest, send it to us on Instagram at @HobberandHingOfficial. You can also just DM it to Jess Perkins, I guess, at Jess Perkins. You can follow her. And because we've only got a couple of episodes left, and we want to make them the best ones ever. So if you've got great stories, let us know. If you've got a great idea for a topic, let us know. Just send it to us. Again, that Instagram is at @NotHobberandHingOfficial.
Yes, and thank you again to all the reviews. We still do love to read the reviews. This one, I think we all will enjoy this one. It says, if you're like me, a Jess who is terrified of moths, was born on June 16.
Just like Lewis.
Just like me. RIP birthday month for another year, she writes. Despises custard and enjoys a Maslow hierarchy riff. Then have I got the podcast for you.
Hey, Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
And then she finishes with, I have found my people. Jess, unfortunately you found us just before we quit. So, but welcome. And there's a lot of good podcasts for you to go back through. And we will have a few more to go. But yes, you have found your people. And so have we in finding you, Jess, the scared moth listener.
You're now one of us. Thank you, and we're sorry. A big thank you to our producers this week, Ann Carter and Lou Hill. And we'll see you for one of our very last episodes next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's San Ro. If you're enjoying Simply the Jest, then I reckon you might like Bang On. It's a podcast with me and the legendary Miff Warhurst, banging on about the week of music, pop culture, life, fashion, and stuff. Bang On the ABC Listen app and wherever you get your podcasts.